Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalet. We are on Daf Mem Dalet, top line on top, the Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Han family, Lil Nishmas Tals Bas Naftali. Shalom Shavon Aliyah. Heviyu Lufanav Meliach, Tchila. If they bring you Meliach, Meliach is some kind of salted food or something, Tchila, first. Upas Imo, and bread together with it. Mevarech Al HaMeliach, Upotras HaPas. You only make a bracha on the meliach, which is the salted food, and it potters the pas. There is no bracha on the pas. Why not? Because shahapas tefeilo lo. Because the pas is tufel, secondary to the meliach. The reason why you're eating the bread is because of the meliach. It's not really why you're eating the bread. If not for the meliach, you wouldn't even be eating the bread. And therefore, it's potter, it potters. You do not make a hamotzi on the bread. Do you make a benching on the bread? No, you do not. Zakal, here's the rule.
Why is it meliach? The salt is a yikr?
No, that's not salt. It's a salty food.
Oh, it's a salty food.
It's a salty food. Right? Rashi says, kol davar meluach, anything salty. So Zakal, here's the rule. Kol shu ikr, anything that's ikr, v'imo tfeila, and with it is something tuffle, secondary, mevarach al ikr, you break a bracha on the ikr, upoter es hatfeila, and a pater is the tfeila. Now, says the Tosfos Yontif, it says, have you lefanav meliach? Tchila. What does tchila mean? It's mashma, you're not even eating it at the same time. And it's still ikr and tuffle. Not at the same time even. First I'm eating this, ooh, then I need to eat bread too. I'm not talking about french fries and ketchup, or people put the schnapps in the...
Mashma, like you're sitting at a meal, and normally in a meal you would have bread to start.
No, we're not talking about a meal like that. No bread to start.
That's not what's
no.
Having an appetizer.
Right? Okay? That's the Mishnah. Now, says Tosfos, thank you, the second Tosfos, Baruch Ha'la Meliach, Afa Gav Ta'ashmi Inan, the Pas Poter Tzapar Peres, even though Pas, Potters, the other things in your Suda, if you wash, then you don't have to make a Baruch on your chicken, because it potters, it's pottered by the washing, it's Drich La'ashmi Inan, the Pa'amim Pas Tafel. Sometimes pas can be the tafel. Right? All the way around. Sometimes, normally we say everything else is tafel to the pas. You wash and everything, you don't take a bracha on anything. Here's the opposite. Right? What about benching? Same story. You don't bench. What about, listen to this one. We didn't talk about this yesterday. What about washing? So you have to wash?
What?
On the bread? If you're eating bread because you want to take the sting out of the salty food you ate. So it's tafel. You don't have to make a bracha on the bread. They have to wash. Until it's a dayan. Mishnah Berurah says it's a machlokas. What?
Yesterday's Gemara.
What? No, yesterday's Gemara.
Yeah, they washed one hand.
Right. No. They have to wash here. I'm only eating bread, but I have to wash? Mishnah Berurah says it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas achronim. He brings out a machlokas. It's not in Hilchas Kifatafel. It's in Reish Kuf Nun Ches Sif Katan Yud. He says over there, I looked it up. He does say it there. It's a machlokas, so they have to wash for this.
What's the tuffel in that case?
The bread. The bread's tuffel. No question about it. The bread's tuffel.
So you have to wash for the bread?
No, you're not making a brach on the bread.
You're right.
You're not making a brach on the bread. Right? Okay.
Give me an example of that, like nowadays, when you don't wash it, when you don't make a brach on the bread.
If you're eating herring or something very spicy, and you put on a cracker, do you make a bracha on the cracker?
Yes.
So the question if it's the
herring.
Pigs and blankets.
So
right, all these kinds of things. Pigs and blankets.
So
pigs
and blankets. Pigs and blankets.
I mean little. Yeah.
So the ikr's a herring, you're not making it. You see, ikr's a, you have to make the bracha on the herring.
That's right, it's a yeskin.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
instead of that, it's challah. Or people put the challah in the schnapps.
Huh?
Yeah, people do that.
People dunk it.
Yeah.
Or cake also, they do.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay.
You
no, you're not allowed to. It's a bracha levatala. By the way, it's a bracha levatala if you make it. Can you make a bracha? You cannot make a bracha. Right? Umiya kumidi, such a thing to have a maliach ikru past tefila? Is this such a thing? How can the maliach be the ikru in the past? How can such a thing be? Amar v'acha, breder of Ivira, Amar v'ashi, ba'ochle peiros ginosar shanu. We're talking about the fruits of Gneser, which are very, very, very sweet. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Kevias Lina Basreid Rabbi Yochanan, Lamechal Peiros Gneser, when I was with Rabbi Yochanan and we were eating these fruits, Ki Havinan Be Meya, when there were 100, Maktinan Le Lekol Chad V'chad Asara Asara. Then each one of us gathered 10. Ki Havinan Be Asara, when there were 10 of us, Maktinan Le Kol Chad V'chad Meya Meya. Each one of us gathered 100. So either way, there were 1,000. V'chol Meya Minayu, Havi Machzik Lehu, Tana, and each one put 100 in a basket, bar tlasa soy, of 3 saw, v'achaluhu, and we ate it. 100 fruits, whatever. What? Rabbi Yochanan would eat it. Rabbi Yochanan would eat it. So, the he brings down over here, in the name of the Noda B'Yehuda, other bunch of answers, the Yavit, you always find these Gemaras where the Amoraim are eating like abnormal amounts of food. It's not normal. Even still, abnormal, like you said before, they eat the, you know, they see a gadolah, they eat a crumb across them. He's eating a massive amounts of food, right? And it doesn't, forget the fact it doesn't sit well with us. What are they doing? Yeah. Right? So, there's no, he answers like this. He answers like this. Noda B'Yehuda says that, what? No, no. So a stam, a normal meal of a person is whatever, an omer, like a gulz, whatever the mun was. That's a normal meal for a day. We have to eating 100 times more than that. So the Noda B'Yehuda says that that's only if you're full. If you're not full, you can eat till you're full. This is not going overboard because they weren't full.
That's not an answer.
But it's not an answer. No. The Yavit says that all these Gemaras that talk about overeating are always only by dessert, and dessert doesn't count. You always have room for dessert, and you can always eat more dessert. So he says.
1,000 fruits?
Right? Yavit says, Shir Achilos Ba'avathan, the Shir of Achilah of a glutton, is Ne'mar Lagabi Stam Achalim. Stam foods. V'lo Lagabi Divrei Metika, not regarding sweets, right? Shari Lagabi Zeh Amru, the Gemara says, Ravcha Lebesima Shchiach. You always have room for dessert. Always room for jello. How's it say? What's that? You always have room for jello, right? Klomar Hame'ayim Misravchim Lefanos Makom L'davar Matzak. You always have room for things that are sweet. So, it's the best answer I can give you because I didn't see any other answer.
In this case of the Mishnah with the bread,
yeah.
It's an appetizer, and then what if you get bread 10 minutes later after you finish the salty food? But it's part of your meal.
So why are you eating it?
I'm eating it for the bread.
Then you have to wash.
Then you have to wash.
Yeah. So the question now is, what do we bring in our third thing? Yeah. We said it starts off Meliach. Right?
And now
we're bringing in the fruits. So what's going on here? So it's three things going on. The top Tosa says that. First you eat the one of them. Then you eat the second one. Maliach or Gneser. Then you need the bread to take out the sting. Because your mouth just switched so rapidly from one to the other. Okay, so anyway, the question is always, why am I eating it? Sometimes we don't know. That's what we had a show yesterday. Sometimes you don't know. For example, sushi. You have rice and you have fish. Why are you eating it?
Like
some people like this, some are like that. Yeah. Or stuffed cabbage. You have rice and meat and cabbage. So why are you eating this and that? So those. Then you have other problems if you don't know why you're eating it. Okay, I like both. Both look good. Right? But by ketchup and french fries, I'm only eating the ketchup to make my french fries taste better. That's for sure a tuffle. Right? Cereal and milk. The milk's tuffle. Why? Because I really want the cereal. It's hard to know people only eating cereal dry. Put some milk in it, makes it better. That's for sure ikra tafel. Sometimes you don't know. If you don't know, then you have a problem. There's other things like the rove and other things go on. Well, chashivas. But here, the bread was clearly only being eaten as a tafel. There's no shayla. If you're eating it for an ikra, then they have to be quiet. You have to wash.
But where's the bread in this case? I should just see fruits of Gnosa.
No, they're getting off to umishtab at a low time ziyune. And he swore he didn't taste anything. Ziyune sagadadach? Is that what he really meant to say that? Ele'ema, no, mizona. He wasn't full. Rabavo, achal adahavi sharik le dudva na puse. He ate so much fruit that the flies would slide off his face. He was so shiny, so oily from all the fruit. Ravami, Rav Asi, havi achli ad nasur mezayu. Their hair fell out. And Rav Shurim ben Lakish, havi achli ad demarid. Until he rebelled?
Came delirious.
Vamaluhu Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nasiya, havi meshadale Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Beulshi Abasvei. Go get the guys to go find Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Go get the guys to find Rav Shlakish. Umaisi Lelebeisi. Bring him back home. Right?
So all these people must have been...
What?
All these people must have been huge.
So... there's a sefer called the sefer Ole Shem says it's not literal, it's spiritual. The flies means no Yetzirah, and they'll make all these kind of spiritual things out of this. It wasn't physical, it's spiritual. Okay. Ki aser of Dimi Amar Irachas Haitzel Olyanah Melech Bahar Melech. There was a city the Yanah Melech had in the Har Melech. Shematzimi Menu Shishim Ribui Safli Taris. They used to bring 60,000 buckets of fish. Lakot say to Einim, for the guys who cut the figs. Me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos each week. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Ilan Echad Hayelo Liyanai Hamelech Bahar Hamelech. It was a city. Shoyim Moridin Mimenu Arborim Sa. They had to get 40 sa gozlos of birds. Mishalosh Brechos Bachodesh. Three different birthings during the season. Kiyasa Yitzchak Amar Irachas Haisa Be'eretz Yisrael. V'gufnis Shema. It's called Gufnis. Shahayuba Shmonim Zugim Achim Kahanim, 80 pairs of Kahanim brothers. Nosim with Shmonim Zugim Achos Kahanos, who married to 80 pairs of sisters Kahanas, daughters of Kahanim. Right? There's another example of the Yehuda HaChassid wrote that brothers should not marry sisters. Two brothers should marry two sisters. And here, the 80 of them did it. Right? So it's the same answer. The answer is either he only meant that for his family. Right? He didn't mean it for everyone else. He only meant it for his family. Or what other is he going to give? Doesn't apply anymore. It's not a psak. It's not a halacha. Right? My grandfather and his brother married two sisters. Happens. Happens all the time.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that?
What? There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
The Huda Chassid said you shouldn't do it. It's an ode, it's a savor at the end. Rav Huda HaChassid has a sefer. And then at the end, he has a savor of things he shouldn't do.
Nobody reads anything but savor.
Right. The whole Rav Huda HaChassid is a Musar sefer, really. It's a Musar sefer. It's a very interesting sefer. Very interesting things in there. Not your usual sefer. And then at the end, he gets back, he has a savor. And one of the things is, two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. Nothing wrong with it. Anyway, V'badgu Rabbanu Misur V'ad Nahardah. They didn't find anyone like that except for the daughters of Rav Chista. Rav Chista had two daughters, David and Stephen, and they were married to two brothers. Baruch has two kids. Bar Chama's two kids, right? And even though they were kahanim, Rav Chista was a kohen, so his daughters weren't kahanim. They were two brothers. They weren't kahanim. So it's a very exaggerated story. By the way, we had a mission about Ikkar and Tuffel. Not one story, not one halacha of Ikkar and Tuffel.
No.
Gadata. Right, here we go. Amarav, call Suda Shein Bo Melach, Eno Suda, more Gadata. Any Suda without salt, that's not a Suda. Amarav Chia Bar Abba, Amarav Yochanan, call Suda Shein Bo Surif, Eno Suda. Any Suda without soup is not a Suda. Okay. There's no Ikkar and Tuffel story.
Yeah.
A new Mishnah now. Now we're getting on to.
Yesterday.
What? I know. Right, remember what the Rishonim and Achronim can do with the Gemara, right? Now we're on to Bracha Achronas. So, Achal Anavim are grapes, Te'enim, figs, Rimonim, pomegranates, Mavarech Achareim, Shalosh Brachos, Divei, Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says on those fruits you bench. We don't like that. You bench. Chacham Omrim, Bracha, Achas, Mein Shalosh. We make an Alamichia. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilu achal shalak. Even if you cooked zucchini or something, a cooked vegetable, vumizono, and it's filled you up, mavarei chalav, gimel brachos. You make benching. Gimel brachos means benching. Hashose mayim utamo. If somebody drinks water too because they're thirsty, mavarei shakol niyabidvaro. You make a shakol. The tarfin omer, bor nefashos rabos v'chesronos. You make a bracha bor nefashos.
That's afterwards. This is before.
My time with Rabbi Gamliel. Why does Rabbi Gamliel say that you bench on fruit? I'll tell you why. The Chassid, it says, Eretz Chita Usa Ora. a land of Chita, Seora, and Gethen, and all the seven species. Uksiv, and then it says, Eretz Asher lo b'muskinos tochal b'lechem. It's a land that's lacking nothing, has bread. V'ksiv, yachalta v'sifatu v'rachtas Hashem alokecha. Then you should bench. V'rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, Eretz hifsik ha'inyan. The word Eretz breaks up the story, right? And the benching only goes on bread. That's what they learns. The benching only goes on bread. Okay? So if the benching only goes on bread, then you make an alamichya. So it's an alamichya d'oraitha or d'rabbanan. It's a machlokas. The machlokas we shown him. Some shown him say yes, some shown him say no. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a tzarachiyun. This is a tzarachiyun. What's the story with benching? With alamichya. Is it a d'oraitha or d'rabbanan? It's a tzarachiyun. Okay. Rabbi Gamliel, Nami Eretz Hifsik Inyan. Rabbi Gamliel can't deny that the word Eretz there breaks up the Pasuk. Hahubi Baile Let Mute Kotes Zechita. He said that Eretz teaches you that if you chew wheat, you don't have a bench on that, because it's not cooked. Amrav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amrav Chanina. Kol Shumi Chameshet Haminim. Anything from the five grains. Betchilu Mevarech Alav Bar Minim Mezonos. You start off with the Mezonos. Ulebasov, Bracha Achas Men Shalosh. And afterwards you make Alam Echya. Amar Rabbi Bar Mari, Amar Rishuv Ben Levi, Kahal Shuhu Mishivas Haminim. This is the seven species. Two of them overlap. Chita and Seora are from the five and from the seven. Right? Betchilu Mevarech Bar Priya Eitz. You start off with Ha'eitz. Ula Basov, Brach Achas Men Shalosh. You make Ha'eitz and you make a Alam Echya. Amalei Abayel Rav Dimi, Mai Niyu Bracha Achas Men Shalosh. What do you mean over here, Achas Men Shalosh? What do you mean by that? Right? What is this Bracha Achas Men Shalosh? What is it? Amalei, Apriha Eitz, on fruit, Ala Eitz, Val Priha Eitz, Val Tunuvas Asada, Val Eretz Chemda, Tova, Urechava, Shen Chalta Lavatenu, Lechel Mer Priya, Filisbo Mituva, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, Aisrael Mecha, Vashalim Recha, Val Medeshecha, Val Medvechecha, Ulesivana Yerushalayim, Er Kachecha, Meher Vyamenu, Valenu Lesocha, V'samchenu ba, ki ata, tov meita lakol. If it's chameshes aminim, then you say, ala michya, fala kalkala, fala tunuvas hasadeh, v'choseim ala aretz, ala michya. Okay?
That means that Tlabaya, they didn't have it standardized yet.
What? Maybe not. That's right. I didn't know what it was. Now, the Gemara says, michta amai chasim. How do you end off the bracha? Ki yasa rav dimi amar, Chasim, one second. Michtamai Chasim. What? Yeah, Birosh Chodesh. Now we're switching to Musaf. We're switching to davening. Baruch Mikadesh Yisrael Viroshe Chadashim. When it comes to Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, you mentioned two things: Mikadesh Yisrael Viroshe Chadashim. Hachamai. What about over here by Alamichya? Hachamai, what about over here? Right? So, in other words, his question is, what if you ate two things? You ate cake, and you also ate fruit. So how do you end off, so you make an alamichya, you're going to mention fruit and cake, how do you end off? So, Rav Chisda Amar, al ha'aretz, v'al peiroseha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, al ha'aretz, al ha'peiros. Okay. Look at the Tosfos of Al Ha'aretz V'Al Pri Al Ha'etz V'Al Pri Ha'etz. Okay? So first of all, Tosfos is going to raise a whole other thing, which is not in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions two things you have to make Al Mechia for. Fruit and Chameshes Mini Dogon. Cake, cookies, pretzels, all that stuff. What about wine? The Gemara doesn't mention wine. So that's Tosfos. Aval al hayayin on wine, mevarchim al hagefen val pri hagefen. Another one. Did I mention the Gemara? Another alamichya. If you look at an al siddur by alamichya, there are three things: yayin, eitz, and michya, and bread, and you know grain. Aval yayin mevarchim al hagefen val pri hagefen. The kivin the yayin kavua bracha laatzmo. Wine gets its own bracha. You make a special bracha on wine. Mishom dechavivusik because it's so special. Hu adin lachrav. Same thing afterwards. Ubachasima yesh shechos min ala aretz v'ala peiros. So I end it like that. V'yesh shechos min ala gefen v'al priya gefen. Miu l'chora mashma the ein tzarach l'shanos hachasima. Well, don't have to change the end. Sharei ein onu mishanin rak lomer priya gefen v'makom priya eitz. We only change the beginning. The end bracha we don't change. Aval ba'alma hecha the onu lomer v'achina ala eitz elastama ala aretz v'ala peiros b'yayin nami ein l'shanos. Just like we change, we don't change any of that. So just like we don't change the ala michya, we only change the minimum we have to change to include the wine.
And he's saying the reason for this is because wine has its own bracha.
Bracha Mishana, so it should have some bracha achrona.
What about Bar Bredom?
You don't make an Alev Echi on that.
I hear.
Now, Uba Sefer HaMaimini is the only place that Tosas mentions the Rambam. One of the only places. Tosas mentions the Rambam. Sefer HaMaimini, and the Rambam said, Masrich Lahazgir Boha Eid Me'ora B'Shabbos Yontif. That if you're saying Alev Echi on Shabbos and Yontif, you have to mention Shabbos and Yontif. But the Rambam says that. And Tosfos says, V'chein mashma be, I don't know what that word is, it's in the Rambam. That the Rambam says you should do that. Umihu lo nagu olam kein. We don't do that. Of course we do that. Right? Of course we do that. Tosfos says, oh, we don't do that. We don't mention Shabbos on Alam Echia. Rambam says to do it, we don't do that. This is such a random thing to mention the Rambam about. Right? The Rambam is such a fascinating sefer, such fascinating things in there. The Rambam's Tosfos bothered that the Rambam says on Alev Echi you mentioned Shabbos.
I'm not so sure how much access they
have. I know. I agree with you. Anyway, me and Ulo, he could have had one page of the Rambam.
Exactly.
Right. Umi Ulo Nogu Olam Kain, V'yachal Lios, Masher Baskim Eina Ma'ora, Hainu Dafka B'Mehem. Only in those, this is what Tosfos says. You know why I don't say it? Because when on Shabbos are you making an Alev Echi? Why are you making an Alev Echi on Shabbos? What after Kiddush? Why aren't you eating a meal? Then Dafki Mesha Yeragilim Lukvoa Ayayin Vamine Peros. They would make a Suda on Yayin and Peros. Aval on Aidna now, Lokavi Suda, Lokavi. Nobody makes a Suda on Alamichya things. Why would you ever make an Alamichya on Shabbos? And if you do, you don't have to mention Shabbos. That's what he's saying. We don't like that. Right? Upir Shabbat Tam, Hecha de Achal Mine Mizonos. If you ate a mizonos, you could go in daisa, like porridge, to eat him with figs, or dates, ushasi chamra, mavarech, bracha to Hashem, alakinim al chalam, alamich, al kakala, al gafi, al priyagafin, al eitz, al priyagafin, al tinu with tzadeh, vachosim, bracha to Hashem, alakinim al chalam, al arz, al michya, al peres, right? Dulah, mechatim, ashtayim, the arz, fine, very good. Okay, very interesting. Now,
why do we mention Shabbos and Yantav in a bracha porridge, but we never mention these things in a bracha mishayna?
It's a good question. So the question is, why are we making a bracha achrona? The answer is because it's a thing. No, but right, exactly. So what about? So if you hold, so what's the reason for that? What's the reason for that? It's a svara. The reason is you thank Hashem for the things He gave you.
Right.
So when you make benching, bracha is one sentence. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me this apple. Right, bracha achrona is a much longer story, especially benching.
Right.
You mentioned so many things in benching. In the second half of benching, it's all made up harachamons, it's all tefillas. Thank you, Hashem, for this and that and the other thing. We'll get it later in the week about benching. Such interesting things later in the week. How you can bench on Shabbos, because he's saying so many personal bakashas. It's very interesting. Yes, for parnasa, benching, what?
Why people stop.
That's not why.
You don't
want to
say
harachamons. What about on a weekday? Oh, interesting. Even in the first part, what?
Who does that?
People do it. People. Yeah.
All the time.
Even on a weekday. Even on a weekday, he stops.
You know somebody that stops in between on a weekday?
Yeah. No. On the
Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. You mean only on Shabbos? Right. I never heard of that either. Anyway, we'll get to it later in the week. So if you're thanking Hashem for everything else, you might as well thank Him for Shabbos too. Throw it in there. Nothing wrong with that. What?
They just said Arachon.
No, but then what about Alev Echi? Yes, so you mentioned Shabbos too. It's an abridged version of benching, right? Everything's crammed in there. Okay.
Rachel, I have to hear from last time someone else that wife in Israel, you say a different ending.
So we're going to answer that right now. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ala Aretz Vala Peros. So Rav Chisda said you say Ala Aretz Vala Peros Seha, its fruits, and Rabbi Yochanan said Ala Aretz Vala Peros. Amar Baram Lo Pliga, they're not arguing. Ha Lon and Ha Lahu. Bavel, you say Peiros Seha, And v'halahu, you say peiros. Here in Israel, they say peiros, because these are the peiros of Israel. Maskevlar of Nachman by Yitzchak, inu achli v'anan b'varchinon. That doesn't make any sense. They're eating it, and we make the bracha. Ela epach, shift it around. V'chizta amar, ala aret v'al peiros seha. That's in Bavel. Ala peiros, I'm sorry. In Bavel, you say, ala michya, ala aret, ala peiros. And Rabbi Yochanan amar, ala aret v'al peiros seha. That's in Eretz Yisrael. You say, you mentioned the fruits. So there's a little bit of a difference. How we pass it, I don't know. Amr Vitzchak Bar Avdimi, B'Shem Rabbeinu. Alabeya on eggs, Valmine Kufra, and on meat, B'Tchila, in the start off the bracha, Baruch Shachol, Ulubasov, Baruch Nefashos Rabos. Aval Yarka, low. But on vegetables, you don't make Ala Michya. You don't make a bracha Achrona. Vitzchak Amr Afilu Yarka, even vegetables. Aval Maya, low, but not water. Papa Amr Afilu Maya, even water. What is this Gemara about? What's going on here? Why would they not make a bar nefashos on vegetables and water? Why not? Why not? Yeah. So I think later in the week we're going to... What? I know. I was thinking of that, but it's such a strange thing, no? So later in the week we're going to... I think Tosfos is going to mention this Gemara and give a reason why you don't make a bracha. Why there was a progression like this?
We took it out to do it.
Correct. Marzutra Avid Kav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. From Shin Bar Ashi Avid Kav Yitzchak Fisimonach Chad Ketrei Vetrei Kechad. That means that the two named Amora followed the one name Amora, and the one name Amora, right here Rashi says, Marzutra, Shusko Khan Yachid, below Shem Aviv. It just says Marzutra. Who's Marzutra's father? We don't know. It doesn't mention it. Ovid, Kirav Yitzchak, Bar Avdimi. That's two names. Yitzchak and Avdimi, Shehuska, Shem Aviv, and then the other way around the same thing. Amor Vashi, Ana Zimna, one time, Ana Zimana, Dechi Makarna, Avidna, Bikulu. We hold like everybody. Meaning we say I'll bar nefashos on anything you eat. It says Tosfos on top. V'chein anu noagin kirav ashi demavrachinan basar maya ubasar yarka bar nefashos rabos. You make on everything you eat. You make a bar nefashos at the end. Tanan, there's a mishnah in Nida that says like this. What it's doing in Nida, I don't remember why it's in Nida. Kol shetan bracha achron of tan bracha laachrav tan bracha lefanav. Anything that requires a bracha achrona requires a bracha rishona. Right. V'chiyes, or some things, shetor bracha lefanav, have a bracha rishona, vein tor bracha lachrav, and it's a bracha achrona. So if you hold, you don't make a bracha achrona on vegetables and water, you found such a thing. Bishlom alur v'yitzchak bar avdimi lafuka yarka, that's vegetables. You make a bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. Ulur v'yitzchak naf lafuka mayo, to exclude water. You make a bracha rishona, you don't make a bracha achrona. Elur at papa, he said you make a bracha achrona on everything, lafuka mayo. What does that mishnah mean? What does that Mishnah mean? What do you make a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona? What's such a thing? The answer is, lafuki mitzvos. It excludes mitzvos. You make a bracha rishona on a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha achrona on a mitzvah. You shake a lulav. No bracha achrona on that. That's what it means. One second. Ulvei ma'arava, but according to people in Eretz Yisrael, the bus of the mitzalki tfilayu, when they took off their tefillin, mivarchi, they would make a bracha. Asher kideshano b'mitzvos of lishma chukav, lafuki mai. What does it come to exclude? The answer is, lafuke ruchani, it comes to exclude things you smell. You make a bracha rishona, you don't make a bracha achrona. Ask Tosfos, look at the Tosfos, the big one, the second to bottom line. V'kasha, tohamanami matzil l'shnuya, we could have given the following answer. What about every other mitzvah? Except for tefillin, in Israel. Right? Hachi lafuke shar mitzvos, afilu ne marava, what about every other mitzvah? Right?
Why does he have to give the smell?
What? Right. So here, Tosfos doesn't answer it. In Nida, Tosfos answers, you know why? Because the smell applies to everybody, and the tefillin and mitzvot doesn't apply to everybody.
Well, it's something you enjoy.
What?
You enjoy, yet you're not making a bracha achrona.
So you're saying it's an even better answer because it's not, it's about hanah and not mitzvot. Good. So I don't know why Tosfos here doesn't mention that. He mentioned it in Nida. He gave that answer. Okay. Yeah. Amar of Yanai, Amar of Rav. Kol shu kebeitza, anything the size of a beitza, beitza tova mimenu. Beitza is still better than that. In other words, the beitza is the best food. You can have a beitza-sized meat, beitza is better. Ki asa ravin amar, tava beya migulusa, a beya that's lightly cooked, mishisa kaisi sulta, from 6 lug of flour. Ki asa ravdibi amar, Tava beza migol galtha mishisa. Yeah, if it's lightly roasted, the egg, it's better than six times the amount of flour, whatever.
Better in terms of what?
In terms of, I don't know, quality.
Oh, taste.
Taste, whatever. Matvisa, if it's roasted, then it's only ma'arav. It's only better than four times as much. It's four baskets full of flour. And mvishulta, if it's cooked, kol shuka beitza, then it has to be the same size as the beitza. Beitza, tova menu, levar bisra, except for meat. Right? Basar is better than meat. That's fine.
Huh?
Except for meat, right?
Basar is
better than meat. What? Yeah, basar is better than beitza. Correct. Rabbi Akiva Omar afilu ochal shalak. Said, even if you ate cooked vegetables and it filled you up, you bench.
Right.
Such a thing as vegetables filling you up? Nobody, right? Omar vashi bekelach shel kruv shanu. We're talking about the stalks of cabbage, which I guess could fill you up. Tanar banan. Tchol, spleen, laf yafal lishinayim, it's good for the teeth, but vakasha levnemayim, but it's bad to swallow, it's bad for the stomach. Now we have a long brayse, and then we're going to explain each one of these. Kretion, which is leek, is kafal lishinayim, bad for the teeth, yafal levnemayim, but it's good for the stomach. Kal yarak, chai, morik. Any vegetable that's raw, right, not cooked, morik will make you pale. Vachal cotton, maktin. And if it's cotton, meaning it's not fully cooked, makdin, it'll make you small. It's not good.
Fully grown, yeah.
V'chol meshiv nefesh, v'chol nefesh, meshiv es ha-nefesh, right? What does that mean? Oh, anything that's alive.
Was once alive,
meshiv es ha-nefesh, that's satisfying. V'chol karov l'nefesh, meshiv es ha-nefesh. And anything karov to the nefesh, right? Meaning, what things animals ate, like grass, or things like that. Kar meshiv es ha-nefesh. Kruv is cabbage. Lamazon for food. Fetardin and beets is l'refua, is good for refua. Oilo labayis shalefes overes pesocha. Woe to the house that has turnips in it.
That's what?
Turnips.
Turnips. I agree.
Right. Why? Not good. Now we're going to explain each one. Amar Mar, we just said, tchol, that tchol is yafal l'shinayim. It's good for the teeth, but v'kashal of v'meyayim. But it's bad for the stomach. So my takante, what do? So very simple. Nilase, chew it, vinashdiye, and then throw it out. Spit it out, so you don't swallow it. And the other way around, kretion is kashal shinayim, it's bad for the teeth. V'yafil levnemayim, it's good for the stomach. So my takante, what do? The answer is, l'shal kinhu, cook it, right? And then vinavlinu, and then swallow it like a liquid.
Or go to the dentist.
Right. Kol yerek chai morik.
Smoothie.
Kol yerek chai morik. Any yerek chai is morik, means it makes you pale. Amar v'yitzchak, besudu rishona, shalachar ha-kazab. That's the first meal after you let blood. That's dangerous, right? Okay, fine. Amar v'yitzchak, kol...
That's the
Baal Tashchis,
if you spit it out. They'll tell you to spit out food.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Now, if you're eating it for health benefits,
yeah.
You're not eating it, you're spitting it out.
Then it's not Baal Tashchis. If it's for health benefits, it's not Baal Tashchis.
Amar v'yitzchak, kol ochel yarek, kodim arba shos. If you eat yerek before 4 hours of the morning, asil tapem, and you're not allowed to talk to that guy. My time, or why not? Yishamecha, because it's bad breath. Shouldn't talk to such a person. V'amar of Yitzchak, asil la'adam yochal yerek chai kodem arba shos. If Yitzchak said you're not allowed to eat it before 4 hours of the day, you didn't give a reason. Just don't eat it, right?
What is it?
This vegetable.
Right?
This vegetable. So a meimar mazutra v'ravashi haviyosvi, meimar mazutra and ravashi were sitting together. Aisu kameu yerek chai. They brought him raw vegetables. Kodem arba shos before 4 hours of the day. Amem of Ravashi achol. They ate it. Umar zutra lo achol. Zutra didn't eat it. Now didn't we say it's usher? Why are they eating it? So amrulei my daitecha. The amr vitzcha kol achol yerek kodem arba shos usher. Safamenem mishum recha. Why aren't you eating it, Mar Zutra? Because you hold like Rav Yitzchak that if you eat it, it's you shouldn't talk to us because it can give bad breath. We ate it. We're talking to you, and you're alive to tell about it. Not the end of the world, right? So it's a big deal. So Amar Lahu, no. I have the other part of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Yitzchak, Asul Adam Lechol Yarek Chai Kodem Arba Shos. You're not allowed to. He didn't give a reason. You're not allowed to. Yes, I'm talking to you. It's good, very good. He still said you're not allowed to. Okay.
What's he saying?
He said two statements of Yitzchak. He said, you shouldn't eat it before 4 hours of the day because you're going to talk to people in bad breath. And he's also to do it. So they ate it. the other two. And they were talking to him. He said, you see, it's not the end of the world. You're living. Our breath is not so bad. You're alive. He said, yeah, but he still said you also to do it. The two statements. Two unrelated statements. So he didn't hear the first. They didn't hear the first statement. Right? Okay.
He said, Harusa wants Shiva first seder would eat onions every morning, raw onions. And didn't use mouthwash. It wasn't
fresh. Now we said, kol katan maktin. Every katan is maktin. Right? If you eat not fully cooked, not fully grown, it maktin, it makes you small. Amr v'chista, afilu gadya barzuza. Even a goat, a good fat goat that's worth a zuz, even though it's good, it didn't grow its full growth, don't eat that. It's going to be mocked in you. Lo omar el delespe revia. It's only if it doesn't have a revius. I'm not sure what it means, revius. Revius of its growth. Revius is a liquid measurement. I'm not sure what that means over here. Aval ispe revius leflamba. But if it grew revius, it's not a problem. Kol nefesh meshev nefesh. Anything that has nefesh is meshev the nefesh. Amar of papa afilu guldeni debe gili. Even small fish. Rashi says, dogim kitanim, small fish, ma'od, very small. Umitsuyin bein akonim, the agam. They're found by the reeds in the agam. The agam is a swamp. Vein dakin lagadiyos. They don't grow longer. That's it, they're small. Aval dog cotton mimin dog gadol. But if it's a small fish that's going to grow into a bigger fish, velo gadol, rovoa zeh, hu katan maktan. And they didn't grow at least a quarter of its growth. That's what it means that you shouldn't eat it. Okay. Kalakar of lenefesh meshiv it's a nefesh. Amrav acha bar Yaakov unka. It means the neck. It's next to the nefesh. It's meshiv a nefesh, the neck. Neck is near the heart of an animal. Amalei Rav l'shamei, Rav told the servant, ki maisisili umtsa, when you bring me meat to Bisra, tarach v'aisili mehecha demakriv lebe baruch. Bring me the meat from the place where they make the bracha. Meaning when they do the shechita, they do it on the neck. But I want the meat from over that place. Okay. Kruv l'mazon v'tardin l'refua. So it says, Kruv, Lomazot in Lerfuolo, Vatanya, Shisha Dvarim, Mirapinus Achola, Mecholyav. Six things will get you out of a stomach ache. From Achola, Urufuasa, and a Furfua. Velein, here they are. Kruv is one. Tardin is two beets. Mesisin, what's Mesisin? Chamomile water, whatever that is. Number four is Dvash. Number five is Cave, which is a stomach. Number six is Heres. I don't know what that is. What?
The womb.
The womb? Oh, the womb. And number seven is Vioceres HaKaved, which is the liver.
Diaphragm.
Diaphragm, sorry. So you see that Kruv is Refuah. Ela'ema Kruv Aflamazon. Kruv is also Refuah. Oilo Labayit Shalefes Overes Mazacha. Woe is to a home that has turnip. Ain't that true? Rama Rava Lashaime Kichazia Lifta Beshuka. If you see, he tells us, Rava told his attendant, if you see Lefes in the street, Lo tameli b'may kirchas rifta. Don't ask me, right? And what am I going to eat with bread? Right there, that's what you buy. So you see that it's a good thing to have in the house. Amrabaya mibli basar. Now without meat, it's bad. Without meat, it's bad. Rava amar mibli yayin. Without wine, it's bad. What? Right, exactly. Itmar. Rav Amar, we blew basar. Rav said without basar. Shmuel Amar blew ate them without cooking it. Rav Yochanan Amar blew yai without wine. Amalei Rav Lerav Papa, Sudani is a beer merchant. A beer merchant. So a beer merchant, but it doesn't mean beer, it means with date beer. So if someone makes date beer, so Anan, Tavrina Le Bebisra V'chamra, we're able to break the effects of the kruv, right? Of the turnips, we're able to break the bad effects of the turnips with basar and wine, right? Meat and wine. Atun, you have a lot of beer. You don't need wine. You don't drink wine. Delo nafish luchu chamra, the ma'itav richule. So how are you breaking the bad effects of the turnip? You don't have wine. Why? Because you're a beer maker. So all you drink is beer. So amalei b'tivi, I cook it. Tivi means wood. I cook it. That's enough. Kiha de bitzu der papa basha de mavashala tavra basha de mavashala. After she cooked it, tavrala b'tamnin ufe parsaisa. She made 80 pieces of wood to cook it again to get out the bad effects of the turnip. Tana Rabbanan, dag katan maliach, a dag katan that's salty, pam shehu memis. Sometimes it'll kill you. When is that? B'shiva on the 7th, b'shiva asar on the 17th, b'esav v'shlosha, b'esav v'shiva on the 23rd, 27th. Farbi lo b'esav v'shlosha, something the 23rd day of the month. What is that about? I have no idea. That's only true if it's roasted, but not roasted enough. But if it's very roasted, shapir less lumba. That's not going to be a problem. If it's not roasted, shapir very well. If you didn't drink beer afterwards, less lumba. But if you drink beer afterwards, it's not a problem. We'll finish the parak. And if someone drank water because he's thirsty, lafuke mai, what does that come to exclude? Right? What does it mean, thirsty? Somebody who's choking because of meat. So get some water. I gotta drink the. You don't make a bracha on that water.
Right.
Right. It's a whole shiloh. You make a bracha on water if you're taking a pill. The whole shiloh because I'm not thirsty.
Right.
But I gotta get the pill down. So okay. Rav Tarfon Omar Bar Nefashat Rabbis Vechesronon Amale Rava Barav Chanan La Baya Vamula Rav Yosef Hilchas Amay What's the halacha Amale. Go outside and go see people, see what people are doing. Rashi says, "Ha'ech noagin ukvar noagu levarich tchila shahakol." People make a bracha shahakol ulubasov bari nefashos rabbis v'chesronon akol mashabara, and therefore that's the prevailing minhag, right? Okay. Look at the Tosva says. Tosva says the chan kete umtsa. So, like he's choking on meat, right? Dafka mayim, only water. She'en lo hana ki im lishdos mayim l'tzamo. Ve'enene v'hana d'chankin tei umtza ein d'nechshav hana. Only by water do we say that if you're swallowing the water because you're choking or for a pill or something, that there's no hana on the water really, and you wouldn't make a bracha. Avol shar mashkim, but orange juice or soda or coffee lo'ola magof nana man bein inyan mevarech afil l'chankin tei umtza. If you're choking on meat, no water. Bring me the orange juice right there. You of course make a bracha on that. Even if you're drinking it, just, right? Because you get hana, it's not water. Right. Even though you can say, what do you mean? Your body always uses water.
Exactly.
But you're not thirsty. I don't know. It's a very interesting thing. You have to make a bracha. Rav Amram Pirish, Dafka Lefanov, Lo Boy Bruchi, Ala Achrav Chayef. Let's make a bracha achrona. So you drank the water for the... For the pill. So if the bracha achrona, nu, right? For Rabbeinu Moshe Pirish, lohi, not true. Hov eino nene, afil la achra of lo boy bracha. You don't need bracha achrona either. How do we paskin? Right? Right?
How do we paskin if a doctor tells you to eat something you don't like and you're eating it only for medicinal purposes? But it's food.
I don't like chicken soup. I can still make a bracha. Right? The Gra says, and when we sit over here, what?
You're eating it only for
doesn't matter if it's food. The Gra says, when it says over here, you're eating because it's choking, it doesn't just mean choking. Anytime you're eating, drinking water when you're not thirsty, for whatever reason you're drinking the water, right, the Berolacha says, the Rambam says like that, I'm only drinking water because you want me to be mitzaref to the Zimun. There's two of you guys, and you want to make a Zimun. I'm only drinking water for that reason. Make a bracha? So I'm only drinking, I'm not thirsty. I would never drink. Just you want me to be mistarif, so I'll drink something. So, similar type of fascinating, no?
I could be mistarif with water anyway.
What?
I could be mistarif with water anyway.
You could be mistarif with water.
Mistarif to bench him with water.
Right? And then he says over here, listen to this one. If someone's mesupuk, if he has to make a bracha achrona, right? And he wants to drink water just to make sure that I have to make a bracha, a bar nefashos, that will make you make a bar nefashos. That's not going to help. I have a suffix, so I'll drink water. That's not going to help. That doesn't resolve it. You're not drinking because you're thirsty. There are all these funny cases where you're drinking water, and none of them are making bracha achrona. Anyway, okay. Hajin loch ketz and mevarchin. Hajin loch ketz and mevarchin. Hajin loch ketz and mevarchin. We'll pick up tomorrow with the new parak.
Got it.